Yeah, it's Chris Michaels for the Last Call podcast. It's one of those days where it's just make me effing care. Nothing is appealing to me, but I'll still talk about stuff. NPR. I brought up this trash, this insufferable, overly pious twit. Catherine Marr, she's going to be the new CEO. Well, people are digging through her former tweets, and we see one from 2020. Oh, she's going through her schedule, and gosh, she's such a busy, busy person. Talked to 20 colleagues around the world on a group Zoom. Did remote drop-in yoga over a conference call. Discussed contingency leadership plans. Too many goblet squats. Oh my goodness. Thank you very much for telling us about your goblet squats. And then she goes into coffee, an annual planning, too many planks and more squats, old-timey neighborhood constitutional, fell asleep on the couch. Oh my God. This is the stereotypical, holier-than-thou narcissistic Democrat. Let me tell you something. Go look up Miss Marr's family. Her father was a big-time douche over at Goldman Sachs. Her mother is a big-time Democrat politician over in Connecticut. This silver-spooned twit couldn't be more far removed from the average American than ever. This person shouldn't be in charge of NPR. I mean, you go through her other tweets. It's clear that she is beyond infected with Trump derangement syndrome. She has every single liberal Democrat woke trope out there across her timeline. This should not be happening. You should not be giving tax dollars to this. And then she goes one step further. All of this NPR controversy started with Yuri Berliner, who was very upset about how many Democrats were on the board in Washington, D.C., and he was questioning the direction of NPR itself. Should they even be allowed to continue going along this 100% Democrat narrative and no real discussion, no real reporting going on, which is the antithesis of what NPR is supposed to be? Should they even do this? And of course, he is not only being persecuted, but it turns out that, in fact, he may be suspended for doing this, and it's all because of Miss Marr. Apparently, you're not allowed to voice anything that is counter to the narrative of Miss Marr. So this is how business really works. We can all safely say that NPR is going to continue along the 100% pro-Democrat narrative. I mean, if you're asking me what NPR should do, it should, one, close its doors. Two, I would rather listen to Prairie Home Companion and Click and Clack on NPR, and they should just run Saturday programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That way you have no real controversy going on, and people can actually listen to things that are semi-interesting. I'll give Click and Clack interesting commentary. But as far as Prairie Home Companion, it's witty, okay? It's not amazing, but it's witty. Garrison Keillor is a very good broadcaster and just not my cup of tea. But just stop. There's no reason why we should have all of these Democrat woke nonsense policies being shoved down our throat from every angle all the time. It is insufferable. And even what's his face? Who's that idiot? It's not Bruce Springsteen. It's John Cougar Watermelon Camp, whatever that guy's name is. He got insulted. He got his little feelings hurt because he made a pro-Biden statement during a concert. I was going to say a conference. That guy's not hosting any conferences. During a concert, whilst wearing what appears to be a mechanic garb. It's one of those things that you see mechanics wear. It's almost like a complete bodysuit kind of thing that you step into. And he made this comment about Biden, and people started to boo him, and rightfully so. And he got his little feelings hurt. And he said things like, oh, I don't have to be here. I played songs. What do you think I'm doing? He called somebody a sea sucker. And he ends up saying in a pout that, oh, how about I just continue playing, but I'm going to shave off 10 songs from the playlist. And then he doesn't even finish the song he tries to go into. He says, you know what? I'm done. I'm leaving. What a childish little jerk. People pay a lot of money to see this douche play his little guitar. And by the way, mediocre songs at best. When was the last time you've heard anything from this idiot that was any good? And now he's upset over the fact that many concert goers happen to be average voters and they can see through the Democrat nonsense from the mainstream media. And maybe they just want the guy to play an effing song and not disperse with his idiotic Biden rhetoric. Couldn't hurt anybody, right? Maybe that's not such a bad thing. Because these Democrat policies, these woke policies, they're poisonous and they're meant to create discord no matter where they are coming from. A German minister, this is from the Politico, threatens to indefinitely ban driving on the weekends. Now, this is a headline over here that is meant to be inflammatory. It's a Green Party idiot that is trying to come out and say, we need to do something with the Climate Protection Act by July. And this is meant to be a threat. If they don't do something to create a country with net zero emissions, then really we're going to have to stop driving on the weekends. I mean, this is the problem. I predicted this kind of rhetoric. Now, if they're actually going to try and do something like this, I think that's pie in the sky stuff. I don't think it will ever really happen. I mean, how can you ban driving across a whole country like Germany? But this is the kind of rhetoric and goals these Neanderthals want. I predicted this. I said, you saw lockdowns during COVID and whatever they tried to do with us then. You're going to start to see climate lockdowns. And that's exactly what these people are starting to talk about. Everything, all these policies, they start over in Europe and then they bleed across the Atlantic and trickle in through Canada. And then lo and behold, you're in New York State dealing with the same kind of crap. When you start to see Europeans talk about these kinds of topics and policies, watch out here in America. They're going to try and limit how and where you can drive and when you can drive. That's why they want electric vehicles everywhere. Volkswagen, for what it's worth, has said enough is enough. We're done dealing with electric vehicles. We need to go back to petroleum because the sales have just plummeted. So nobody is buying these cars, and that's that. So good for Volkswagen. Also, Toyota did the same kind of thing and said, forget about it. We're not doing anything along the lines of electric vehicles. We'll stick to gasoline. Thank you very much. And that's what needs to happen. You need to start pushing back against these people and their idiotic rhetoric that we see time and time again. Time and time again, because if we don't, they're just going to keep taking and taking and taking. So now we've got another problem. You think giving away money to the Ukraine and to the tune of, oh, what, over $100 billion? They want more. They want tens of billions of dollars more just as a free handout. You think that was bad? Speaker Johnson has decided to come out and unveil the plan that had four different votes attached to it. Essentially, they want to fund Taiwan, they want to fund Israel, they want to fund the Ukraine, and what is the fourth one they want to fund? Oh, yes, Indo-Pacific allies against Chinese threats. They want to create four different bills with four different votes, so that way there is more of a chance for at least one of these areas to get more funding. Actually, Taiwan, by the way. I said Taiwan and Indo-Pacific allies. Taiwan is lumped into the Indo-Pacific allies category. It's actually Gaza they're trying to fund. So this is the whole breakdown. $60 billion for Ukraine, $14 billion for Israel, $9 billion for Gaza, $5 billion towards Indo-Pacific allies against Chinese threats. Nothing has been brought up when it comes to the U.S. border. Why would they do something like that? Nothing has come up with funding a voter ID. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't we like to know whether or not the people that are voting are actually going to be U.S. citizens that are legally only supposed to be able to vote for a president? That should be something on everybody's mind, but it's not, of course. Why are they doing it this way? It's because if they tried to lump this all together, let's do the math, 60, 74, 83, $88 billion, right? Going out there to be laundered, go into the ether, be sent down a black hole in the way of the Ukraine, or exacerbate a wartime footing with Israel. They can't pass that bill if they lump it all together. So they have to break it down. The Israeli one, that's going to get through no matter what. The $9 billion to Gaza, that is just red meat for the Democrats. Because the only group, believe it or not, that is stopping a wider Israeli-Iranian war is the Democrat voter. I'm going to give it to them. It's the Democrat voter. Why? Because there are so many illegal immigrants that are miraculously becoming citizens. And there are so many now Muslim Democrat voters that Biden is in a corner. He's backed in. He cannot go and do what the United States has done in the past so many times, which is 100% unequivocal support for Israel, for them to do whatever they'd like to do to whoever they want to do. Hello, USS Liberty. Look up that one. Because of this voting season and election 2024, they're in hot water. They can't play these games with Netanyahu. That's why Biden has said things like, oh, I've got to talk to Netanyahu. He's going to have a come to Jesus moment. Yes, I mean, there is some humor in that statement, don't you think? Biden telling a Jewish guy, yes, you're going to have a come to Jesus moment. So I give him props for that little tongue-in-cheek comment. But he also said to Israel, take the win. We're not going to support you with offensive attacks anymore. You're on your own if you do anything else, which they probably will do something. They've been rattling the saber. They've been very, very vague about what they intend to do. They said, well, it could be a diplomatic response. It could be a cyber attack. It could be an outright attack. You've got plenty of people on the Israeli side saying that they want to nuke the whole place. They're trying to create an argument to nuke Iranian properties and also military bases. You've got people that want to nuke Gaza. I mean, there's very little thought that goes into all of these talks and policies that they are trying to push here. But here is something else that is just completely nauseating. I mean, when I say that, I mean that in every syllable of the word. Not syllable. Yes, yes, syllable. I mean that in every way, right? You have Joseph Biden spending three whole days in Pennsylvania, a supposed battleground state, if we're to believe the mainstream media and the 81 million votes from 2020 that went to Biden. This whole time, where do you think Donald Trump is? He can't be in Pennsylvania because the judge in New York, Juan Merchan, is forcing Donald Trump to be in court every single day, and he will be thrown in prison. That's what he said. If he doesn't show up to court every single day he's supposed to show up, they have Wednesdays off. So do you think Trump is going to make it over to Pennsylvania on Wednesday? You bet he is. Because he does those kinds of things. He travels around all the time. But do you see how this could potentially be Democrat and election interference? Maybe. I mean, think about this. When these judges get these cases, they're supposed to be a big lottery. And these judges are supposed to be randomly assigned to the cases that are supposed to be brought before the court. What are the odds that you had somebody like Judge Engoron of Great Neck and Juan Merchan going, being the judges for the court cases against Donald Trump? You couldn't have picked two more rabid, brain-dead Neanderthals with Trump derangement syndrome in the New York court systems than those two. That's it. So to say that this is just a coincidence. Oh, yes, of course it's just a coincidence. And those are just contrails in the skies, too. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. They were allowed to do that. And don't think for a second that Enguerrand and Merchant, they weren't frothing at the mouth to try and get their opportunity to take these cases to begin with. I mean, you saw what the offspring are like for Judge Merchant and Judge Enguerrand. They are rabid anti-Trumpers. In fact, Judge Merchant's family, they make money off of these court cases. They're a Democrat propaganda slash fundraising outfit. Lauren Merchant is all about it. So don't for a second believe anything you hear about the mainstream media. This is election interference. Why? Because the Biden administration, they've got nothing to run on. They don't have any policies to run on. Please, I will sit here and I will wait. Please tell me one Biden policy that has helped you in any way. You can't. You can't. It's impossible to do something like that. So instead of actually running on the policy and running on their achievements, what do? They interfere. They get the guy jammed up in court. They try to bankrupt the guy through these $450 million bonds. And if he does find a company that allows Trump to put up the bond, then they go after the company, like the $175 billion bond that he's facing issues with in New York. I mean, this is the kind of thing that banana republics engage in. But since it's Trump, NPR and everybody else, oh, that's all fine. That's all fine because everybody is equal in front of the eyes of the law. And this is just the way it works because we need justice in this country. Meanwhile, they pick out the most corruptible, biased individuals. Hello, Jack Smith, special counsel. Remember him? Who technically, if everything's correct in my research, he's not even legally appointed to be a special counsel. So where does he get his authority to do anything he's doing against Trump? So that's how this all works. And part of me wants this. Part of me wants Trump to go to his kid's graduation because that's one of the arguments that we heard, right? The judge said if Trump goes to his kid's graduation, then he is potentially going to be locked up. Part of me wants Trump to do that. Could you imagine all of the fanfare that Trump would get, all of the fundraising, all of the sympathy votes that Trump would get? Oh, former president in a hush money case that was never supposed to be brought up to begin with. That whole case, former president thrown in prison by radical Democrat judge and radical Democrat state in a radical Democrat state with a radical Democrat governor for attending his son's high school graduation. Could you imagine those headlines? There'd be no way the Democrats could come back from that if they choose to do something along those lines. It would be a nuclear bomb going off in the election. Trump would win even more. So what could possibly be going on to counter all of this pro-Trump voter base that we're starting to see? Well, we are now learning that Homeland Security head secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is slightly tied to an NGO. Oversight Project. They did some research, much like Laura Loomer. They found out that there were flyers being distributed at NGOs, non-governmental organizations, in Mexico encouraging illegals to vote for President Biden. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're in this country illegally, you cannot vote. Reminder to vote. This is what it says. It's in Spanish, obviously. To vote for President Biden when you're in the U.S., we need another 4 years of his term to stay open. They're talking about keeping the border open. These flyers were discovered by Real Muckraker. That's tough to say. Throughout the resource center, Matamoros. And Chichi, the parakeet, is very upset about this as well. You can hear her in the background chiming in. including on the walls in porta potties. You see this kind of flyer over there. The founder is Gabby Zavala. Gabby Zavala has been doing this kind of nonsense for a long time. She's been funded by George Soros. I think she got a $650,000 grant from the Soros Open Society Foundation. Yeah, I know. I'm outraged too, Gigi. So how could this even be possible? You have literal people that are committing sedition, that are acting like borderline traitorous scum by breaking the law, federal law, to allow people to come into this country and do God knows what, including illegally voting. Now, why isn't anybody doing anything like this or doing anything to stop it? The company's name that she's associated with, Resource Center Matamores, is itself an bills itself as an operation which houses functions for Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, HIAS, and they help people get into the country illegally. Now, why would they be involved in all of this? Why are they trying to depopulate certain areas of the world? Doesn't anybody want to start asking these questions? Because this isn't something that we should be taking lightly. How many millions of people have come into this country under Joseph Biden's administration? I'll tell you, way too much. Way too much. Election integrity, this is what we need to talk about. And they're trying to push this idea, right? This is the rhetoric that her group is pushing here. You do not need documentary proof of citizenship to register to vote. So anybody can register to vote. You can vote if you simply swear you are eligible. Oh, but we don't have an election problem here in the United States. No, not at all. No. Now do you understand why the Democrats, they will fight tooth and nail to make sure that voter ID does not go in place anywhere in this country? Because if they do enact voter ID, then they don't get the votes come November, because they know that Trump is winning hands down. And do you know what HIAS is tied to, or one particular person? Why, it's tied to the Secretary of the Homeland Security. By the way, what is homeland defined as? Look that up. Mayorkas is tied to HIAS. So Mayorkas, or like I tell you time and again, they go through family members or one of his family members. Maybe they're making a lot of money off of this. They are tied to allowing illegals to get into this country. So do you really think that somebody like Mayorkas should be in charge of what they define as homeland security, fighting terrorists wherever we go, making sure that bad people don't do bad things like the shoe bomber, the underwear bomber? This person is in charge of making sure that bad people don't get into this country. And he's tied to a non-governmental organization that gets, I don't know, countless amounts of dollars, HIAS and this other one, for bringing those same people that he's supposed to stop from getting into this country, into this country. So the Democrats, they don't care. This is done. And it's not just Democrats, because Republicans have the power to stop this, but they can't and they won't. Why? Because they are on the same side. If you know in the, you know, the bowels of a fraternal organization that there aren't going to be national boundaries in the next few years, then why enforce the boundary to begin with? Why enforce the border to begin with if you know the long-term plan over the next couple of years is to erase all of the borders and create unions in the West? That's the dirty little secret that nobody cares to mention. That's going to be it for me. I'll be back tomorrow. Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels.